members, ambassadors, permanent representatives, and distinguished representatives of states, members of civil society, ladies and gentlemen, good day. On behalf of the Royal Government of Cambodia, I would like to first express Cambodia's sincere appreciation to the Secretariat and Troika members, Ghana, Japan, and Montenegro, for their support, advice, and assistance throughout this UPR process. Please also allow me to convey Cambodia's thanks to fellow states and members of civil society for their valuable input, perspectives, as well as recommendations. The UPR mechanism is a key process that encourages dialogue and promotes the protection of human rights. The UPR has allowed Cambodia to reflect on its development, engage in constructive discussions, and share with the international community its efforts and achievements in human rights. Cambodia's participation in all four UPR cycles have contributed to strengthening human rights protection systems, broadening the civil political space, and invigorating social economic rights in Cambodia. Honorable Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Cambodia is always committed to improving the welfare of our people in a manner that is practical and reflects our national context. Democracy and human rights values are country-specific, and Cambodia applies these values with consideration for its history, culture, and development stage in order to achieve tangible outcomes. As a result of its history, sustainable peace for continued development and achieving fundamental human rights that every person is entitled to are Cambodia's utmost priorities. The rapid and stable development of Cambodia should not be taken for granted, especially when considering the scale of failed states and the current ongoing conflicts across the world. To have gone through 90 years of colonialism, a genocidal regime with almost a quarter of its population lost, civil war for the next 14 years, and then emerge as a functional country where the general Cambodian population is able to reconcile and thrive is no small feat. The United Nations brokered elections in 1993, together with former Prime Minister Samdech Techo Hun Sen's win-win policy, which allowed for the dismantling and integration of the Khmer Rouge in 1998, have allowed Cambodia to achieve peace and stability. Since 1998, for the past 26 years, Cambodia has been engaged in processes of both peace building and state building. We have strived to maintain peace and build a functional state from the ashes of war, and we have achieved significant progress on every front. Cambodia has sought justice and punished the most senior and responsible leaders of the Khmer Rouge through the extraordinary chambers in the courts of Cambodia, the first UN-supported hybrid criminal tribunal. Millions have been lifted out of poverty, and Cambodia's economy has been among the fastest growing economies. Cambodia's annual growth averaged 7% between 2009 and 2019. Poverty rates nearly halved from 33.8% in 2009 to 16.6% in 2022. Despite the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, Cambodia's economic growth is projected to be 5.8% in 2024 and 6% in 2025. Cambodia is making notable progress, and this is being continued under the policies of Prime Minister Samdech Thapdai Hunmanoet. Among the many policies being implemented, Cambodia will focus on expanding healthcare services to cover 9 million beneficiaries with a goal toward universal health care, providing vocational training to 1.5 million youths living in poor households, establishing internet services to all communes, schools, and health centers by 2027, and laying out electricity connection grids to all communes before 2030. Honorable Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, for this UPR cycle, Cambodia is proud to inform the Council and our esteemed colleagues that Cambodia supports 232 out of the 275 recommendations received. This demonstrates Cambodia's commitment to promoting and protecting human rights and reflects Cambodia's continual engagement in human rights diplomacy through dialogue and cooperation. On certain recommendations that Cambodia has noted, we cannot support those that are politicized, confrontational, vague, erroneous, inaccurate, or based on unfounded assumptions. Regarding certain other recommendations that we have noted, Cambodia already has various mechanisms, both legal and institutional frameworks, that have been put in place to strengthen practices that ensure the effective promotion and protection of human rights. For example, Cambodia's constitution already bans capital punishment, and it explicitly enshrines the UN Charter and human rights instruments. Article 31 states that the Kingdom of Cambodia shall recognize and respect human rights as stipulated in the United Nations Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the covenants and conventions related to human rights, women's and children's rights. Honorable Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Cambodia's context, history, and culture necessitates a practical approach to human rights obligations with the goal of sustainable peace for continued development and promotion and protection of the welfare of our people. With this being said, we will also continue to take stock of all constructive feedback and review and improve in order to achieve this goal. We respect and adhere to the UPR process as an intergovernmental discourse, state-driven and action-oriented process. We look forward to hearing from fellow states and civil society members. Thank you.